can I please welcome to the studio this morning? First of all, Jess. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
And Omar, good morning. Welcome to Express FM this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Right, first of all, tell us a little bit about Open Your Mouth. I love this. This is fantastic. Yeah. Jess, tell us a little bit about it.
So Open Your Mouth is something that's been running for, what would you say, it's like over 10 years now?
Not quite. So it's been running for about 9 years. By the end of this year, it would have been running 9 years.
Yep.
It's basically an open mic collective. Well, it actually started as a spoken word night in the Fat Fox. And over the years, it's just grown and grown and grown to be a variety night of whoever rocks up, as soon as you raise your hand, you've got the stage. And now we're doing these big community events in Victoria Park, and just to expand the community and show the world that we're here.
To showcase the talent we've got here in the city.
Absolutely.
And we do have some great talent as well, Jess, which obviously you've seen over the last 9 years.
Yes, that's true. So we've had some amazing poets. We've even had more children taken to the stage recently as well. And just the insane delivery of skills that we get to be privileged to see just at these events, you know. So it's amazing that we get the financial support actually to bring more of these free events to the city, because it gives the right people the platforms that they need to demonstrate their skills and even practice their skills. Because even at the fair, even though we've run a competition for this particular event, so we've got really, really high quality, high caliber skill sets coming to our stages, but we as always still keep the open mic slots for just anyone. If you feel like you've got something you want to show to people that you care about and the wider community, then we are the platform for that.
Absolutely. It's the most welcoming platform you will ever see. You know, people from all levels, at all stages of their life have come through to just to share their passion, and it's a really inspiring thing.
And one thing I want to pick up on is you said obviously children can come as well, which is fantastic, because firstly it means that families can come.
Absolutely.
Because if you're a mum and dad, what do you do with the children? Because a lot of events will say no, it's adults only.
Yeah.
So firstly you can take your children with you, but certainly it's opening the eyes of those children to what is available to the poetry, to the spoken word, and it gives them a chance to get up and express themselves as well.
And they open our eyes. Like I said, the degree of skill that comes through just from children, it blows my mind.
Mm.
Really blows my mind.
Now, obviously, this is a really exciting event. It's happening on the 4th of May at Victoria Park. Obviously, it's funded by the Arts Council of England and, of course, Portsmouth City Council as well. So it's great to have the support, especially from the City Council, to be able to put something like this on.
Very true.
It's been fantastic. The council has been really supportive year on year for us to be able to put this on in Victoria Park, and we just keep getting, just keep being able to make it bigger and bigger, and it's just really fun, really inspiring.
And of course, what's more, it is entirely free. So when people think, oh, I'm going to go along with the family, how much is it going to cost me? I've got to take, you've got your mum and your dad and maybe a couple of children with you, and before you know it, it all adds up. And have an entirely free event, that is fantastic.
If I may answer that, That's one thing that, as Open Your Mouth as an organisation, we have as a very important kind of point. We don't want to charge for our events. We want to break down barriers to accessing the arts, right? Because one of the biggest barriers generally for people within communities and accessing arts is going to be financial. So we want there to be a free space where people can just come, be creative and share their passion.
Just picking up on, obviously, Open Your Mouth, how often do you normally meet?
So we have a once-a-month event in the Wedgwood Rooms. It's usually around the first or second Monday of the month. Sometimes it's the third, depending on their availability.
Yep.
Once a month we have social media where you can find all of our events, such as Facebook and Instagram.
And we are blessed across the city. We do have some amazing talent.
Oh, absolutely. So this is one of the most diverse nights. You see people from all walks of life. We've got poets, comedians, magicians, musicians. One time I even saw a guy premiere his music video in 3D, little red and blue filters on their face, on everyone's face. It was hilarious. It's incredible to see the diversity that there exists within the city. And further afoot, people have even travelled from places like Winchester, Guildford.
Well, we let those people into the city, don't we? I mean, we don't mind letting people in to have a look around. But being serious, though, I mean, there's so many different genres that can be showcased at this. Mm. And for somebody that would like to maybe get up and read poetry for the first time, or think they could be a comedian, because getting up on stage for the very first time can be the most daunting thing you could ever experience. However, once you are actually up there and in the moment, it can also be very, very fulfilling.
Yeah, this is very much that kind of platform. Even in so much that at our regular monthly events, we don't have a sign-up sheet. We have a raise your hand system, and that allows people to, as soon as they feel like, you know what, I'm ready, I'm good to go, they can just put their hand up and they're invited to the stage.
So if they turn up on the night, there's no pressure. You have to get up there. I mean, you may go along just for the first time and watch and think, okay, what I've got may not be good enough tonight. So let me go away, let me adjust it, because I've got more ideas from seeing what's on stage, and then come back the following month and then venture up.
You'll always have influence. That's the beauty of it. So even if you are there in the audience and you're just enjoying a free entertainment, really, you'll always walk away thinking, oh, that one really stuck with me, or I get what they're about, and that's similar to what I was thinking, and now that's influenced me to get up next time. So even if you look at it as it's always a friendly audience, because either that's an audience member that is looking at you as inspiration, or they're looking at you from a place of, I'm just really grateful, thank you for showing me your vulnerability, you know, because it's a trust thing as well.
Yeah,
we trust the audience to both show up from a place of respect, and just being supportive towards the other people in the community that are just trying.
What made you both get involved? What first drew you to the organisation?
I was actually invited to the first ever open mic that birthed Open Your Mouth. I was invited by a friend of mine when I was in halls at university here.
So you came to the university?
Yeah, I'm an alumni. I was living in Margaret Rule Hall. I had a friend living in Bates, and we were very close, and she said, Omar, there's a poetry thing on tonight. You write poetry, right? This was in probably October of my freshers year. She was like, you write spoken word poetry, right? Let's go to this open mic night. Went and just...
Never looked back.
Blown away. And bit by bit became more and more of this community. Mm. And, you know, just seeing all these people, just the kind of ethos within this collective that just, And eventually they asked me to be the compere, and
there's no going back. See, that's what happens when you write a bit of poetry. You write a couple of poems, and secondly, you're the compere. See, there's no going back.
That's the progression.
Yeah, there we go.
Jess, you never know. Jess, what made you get involved?
Well, I mean, I personally, and I have a little bit of a confession, I've yet to get up on the stage, believe it or not.
Oh, I know. No.
I'm one of those people. I'm just a very supportive person.
would you get up on stage,
yes,
though?
Yes. So I've had to think about it, and the things that I would love to get up on the stage to do, and I still am preparing myself for that moment in time, you know, for maybe some stand-up, or like I've said to you before about some improv, if I could get some kind of like other member of the audience to get up there with me. If you're interested, let me know. So that's the sort of thing that I would love to do. I'm more of that kind of like play around with humour, a bit more of a clown. But I just love being part of the audience and just making sure that the right people get put on social media and the right people are promoted in the right way, and that they get that face when they come off of stage.
I mean, if you're getting up on stage and it's a great buzz, and at the end of the day, they need the recognition as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how it goes. At the end of the day, if you can step up onto a stage, they deserve all the credit they get.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, listen, first of all, Omar, thank you for coming in this morning, and of course Jess as well. Now, what's the best way for them to find out more about this event?
So they can look us up on Instagram, Facebook. In fact, you'd probably be best to talk about this. You are our marketing person.
I know.
Apologies for jumping in there.
So we are on Instagram, and you can look for us for @open.ya.mouth. And we're also on Facebook as well, OYMCIC. So we are basically always available if you feel like you're interested in jumping on our next event. Drop us a message. One of our team will get back to you. As Omar said, that we always promote our events. So if you're interested in our next one, just check out our Facebook events. Everything will be on there. But the main one that's coming up that we'd love for everyone to put in their calendars, really, and just book out the whole day, that'd be amazing, would be May the 4th. So that's where you'll find everyone from all the talent that we've seen over the years, plus the team.
Okay, fantastic. So May the 4th be with you at Victoria Park. Okay, you can use that one if you want. If you would like to go down, it's a free event and you will be made very, very welcome. Once again, Omar, Jess, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.